This manual is mainly intended to sensitize our citizens across the country on the recent signed agreement on the 26th of August by the president, and which was signed on the 17th by Dr. Riek Machar and Pagan Amum as a document for peace in South Sudan, stopping the guns and now moving to political processes to create stability and peace in this country. The manual is composed of four modules. Module one is looking generally, telling citizens around how was this peace document negotiated and mediated. So we're going to talk about the negotiation process, the mediation process, so that at least people will understand that this peace agreement is negotiated by South Sudanese and mediated by IGAD, so that we explain clearly what were the roles IGAD was playing in the mediation and what are the roles our South Sudanese, being in the government or being in SPLM in opposition or SPLM former detainees and the civil society, negotiate the content of the agreement, so that at least they understand where are we coming with this document from. That's module one. Module two will be looking much more on the chapters of each chapter of the agreement, like chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7, chapter 8 of the agreement, and what are the keys in each chapter. So that's what the module will look at.
Instead of explaining much, you can give us one of the most important chapter inside there.
I think one of the most important chapter inside there is the security arrangements, which is around the permanent ceasefire and then the period given for two army to remain separately so that they are unified to become as a one army, and then the language of the demilitarization of Juba, because we get from the public opinion is that people are asking, if Juba is to be demilitarized at 25 kilometers, what about the people outside the 25 kilometers? Who will cater for them? Who will provide them security? Or are we encouraging them to migrate all from where they are to the distance inside Juba so that to live within that demilitarization so they feel protected? So we're trying to explain that and what is meant by demilitarization, because people have wrong languages towards that. So that is what we did, and that's what we work around as a point in each of the modules. But also there's a last module, which is very important. It's a module of citizenship and participation, which is module that focuses specifically on the element of how do you come as South Sudanese, how do you remain national, how do you remain patriotic, sort of like belong to the country. So this is what we look at as SEPO. And there we have picked a module, very, very nice module, a module that we look at something that brings South Sudanese together and keeps South Sudanese one. And the thing that we look at is, for example, today, Regina Ivedinka is called by a phone and does not know the owner of the phone, he will ask Yinga. If Nweri is called with a phone and does not know the owner of the phone, he will ask Jinga. If a Bari is called with a phone and does not know the owner of the phone, he will ask Danga. So there's a commonality about the word Nga. So we have a campaign called Jinga, Yinga, Danga, South Sudanese, so that to bring a commonality around that. So that's for the last module. And also we're looking at other commonalities between like Mati, Moro, Acholi, the Luo section, and then people like Kiliko. You find also they have that the same thing of the Nga, they share it when they're asking themselves. So we're trying to use the last module for that and to keep sure, to make sure that this is used properly and it's used for the benefit of South Sudanese.
So apart from the explanation you have given out, how is this module going to work and who are you going to target to make sure you work according to the manual here?
The manual first will be targeting leaders of civil society to be trained as facilitators, and then they will reach out to everybody in the country, that they will inform them around that and tell them that, look here, this is the way how the peace agreement was reached. This is the way how the peace agreement is realized. That's one thing that will target everybody anywhere. We shall be using Fridays for Muslims. We shall be using Sundays for Christians. We shall be any community gathering to disseminate the agreement to the citizens. That's how it's going to work. But also we're going to create what we call a fax card. Cards that contain some fax information. And this information will be translated to our national languages. So we shall create some fax cards. The fax cards will be provided in terms of cards, small cards. Then these cards will be translated into our national languages that we can use easily in our communities, in our villages. But also we're going to use another module where we're asking volunteers, people who are ready to translate. The manual is a very small manual. It's only 11 pages. Any volunteer from their own language who want to come and speak with us. Or we have got four volunteers. We have got one volunteer from Zande. We have got a volunteer from Acholi who is now translating this manual into a recorded voice so that they can be played and produce cassettes that we can send out to the community so that they can dismiss the community. So we're asking for people from different tribes to volunteer to come and to SEPO so that they can translate into their languages, like specifically the fact cards that we're going to do. And we're going to draw cartoons also, so like a cartoons cards that cartoons explaining the agreement in terms of cartoons, how does it look like and how does power sharing look like. Those are all possible opportunities that we're going to use as a SEPO in making sure that the information, the manual, or the content of the peace agreement is reached out by the manual to so many people in South Sudan.
Okay, if the common citizen can say, right now, if agreement is already signed, why we still need sensitization?
I think it's very important for citizens to know the content of the agreement, because one of the mistakes of the CPA is that we are not aware, we are not informed about the CPA, and then we tend to assume that this is what the CPA was saying. But we feel this time it is necessary. It is necessary to sensitize people on the CPA and to keep the CPA informed to the public, and so the public can own the agreement. So that's the reason why we feel their sensitization and their information is very important, that they need to know the content of the agreement so they can hold their parties to the agreement, the government, the SPLM position, and somebody is accountable to their commitment to ensure that peace exists or the use of the peaceful approach is best.
Will you go with the agreement when you train people so that you go chapter by chapter?
Yes, we shall be having a summarized version of the agreement. We'll take along with us, and then the summarized one, we can also make sure that it's translated into our languages and then move to the people outside there chapter by chapter, so that at least they can have that as a knowledge that they can use it for implementing or for educating people in our communities. Mm-hmm.